Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Day out there. Just got a little more gorgeous in here, too. Look at these two handsome hunks that just walked in.
What's up, Dave?
I think this is the best looking think tank. No offense to the other.
Should we do some AI hunk?
I mean, if we brought in Gene Evans, it would take it up a notch, but this is as good as this is going to get. Good to see you, Jeff.
Thanks, Dave. Good to see you, too.
Yeah.
I'm no Steve Aleman, but, you know, I do
this.
Who is, right? He's got about a foot and a half on me.
Senior statesman.
I'm talking about height.
And David Barklage is here, looking dapper as always.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
I picture you like sitting at home watching the ball game dressed like that.
No, actually, I would probably have a tux on.
That's a formal event.
Of course, I find out that I'm like the only fair weather Cardinals fan there is in this. I come in and Reardon beats me up talking about how bad the Cardinals, not this year, but last year. I'm like, you know, it's romantic to me. I heard him, you know, whether I was working with my father in the yard growing up and everything, and even a bad Cardinals season is good to me.
I agree with you.
Not the rest of St. Louis. Boy, some of you people are just tough up here.
I know. I agree.
Smith is one of those. You could just see Jeff is a hater. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, my brother has actually listened to every Cardinals game for 42 years.
Wow. Dang.
Well, if it was a choice between you and politics and the Cardinals, I would listen to the Cardinals.
We should have him on the show. That's an amazing run.
You should have him on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he has boycotted a few innings when they've, like, those seasons where they've just blown lead after lead after lead. Yeah. He's boycotted a few innings here and there. But, yeah, he's incredible.
Yeah.
In the gaming world,
we call that rage quitting.
and he's got this 1974 transistor radio, you know, like portable transistor. And when he plays golf, when he plays tennis, he sets it down next to the game and just listens the whole time.
How about that?
Yeah.
My mom didn't listen to every game, but she told me when she had dementia, she said, you know, I've been listening to the Cardinals on KMOX since I was a teenager, and she was 96. I'm like, okay, Mom. And then I looked it up, and sure enough, she did.
Wow.
And she listened and watched pretty much every game.
It is. Awesome. You know, I think there's people that are sports nuts that sort of live or die on, you know, a season. And there's those of us that it was sort of intertwined. My dad grew up on a farm in St. Louis County and moved to Cape Girardeau after college. And the one thing that we did together, he worked long hours, but we would work in the yard. Or he'd have me doing chores on Sundays, and you would hear the Cardinals listening, you know, blare it out of the radio, and it's just part of my childhood.
Yeah.
So, you know,
I say it all the time that when I was a young teenager, my dad and I had nothing in common, nothing to talk about but Cardinal baseball. And he would burn chicken over the coals and listen to Jack Buck and Mike Shannon, and just one of my strongest memories.
My dad and grandfather were CPAs. Go figure.
Yeah, there you go. Under the heading of Too Honest, I walked outside and David Barklage was trying to get in and I let him in. He goes, what the hell are you doing out here? And I said, I'm going to my car to get a pod gummy.
Apparently, David, we're so lame. He yes. needs a gummy to get through us. You know?
I shouldn't say that to a conservative. So we, at the start of the show, we had a really interesting, very spirited debate discussion about the LA protest, and it really encompasses a lot of things about politics today. And I'll do a 60-second version of my opinion. I think, as usual, Trump is using every situation to flex and increase his power. I think, boy, who is it who said, like, don't let a good
crisis go to waste.
Yes, I mean, he really epitomizes that. So I don't like what he's doing. I don't like how he's doing it. But I said I also don't like this narrative. And I know it's not everyone. I know it's not every protester or everyone who supports illegal immigration and illegal immigrants' rights. I know this. But the narrative of we have equal status to citizens, and I know that they have rights, they deserve due process, they deserve to not have their grade school or their church or maybe even their place of business raided, but I don't like that narrative because you came here illegally. You probably should be living in a little bit of fear because you came here illegally. I would be if I went somewhere else illegally, but I feel like I have a fairly nuanced view of it. And the guys disagreed with me about some of it. We had a good discussion. Dave, where do you fall on this?
So you would pick something that Jeff and I can fight over. Good. So I am disturbed. I think that it hit home for all of us. The difference between what happened in Ferguson and the tragedy of Ferguson and then what happened afterwards, that so much of it was outsiders, paid outsiders, that were stirring and dividing the community. And I think that In Los Angeles, it's clearly the case. They've got people, I think there was rumors of, I haven't verified myself, that in Craigslist they were recruiting people with military experience that were tough to participate in riots, paying for them. We know a lot of these NGOs and others, you know, finance these protests, things like that. And I don't know if it's really healthy because it does get violent. It does get counterproductive rather than a good discussion. On the other hand, you know, I believe in freedom of speech. I believe that a good protest, a good parade or whatever should happen because, you know, I don't know when I'm going to be on the opposite side. I want to have that right. But I think Trump, as usual, I have a little different view. I think Trump's focus is to sort of one up them. That is his nature. And so you're going to pay people. You're going to stir this up. So I'm going to take it to the next level as a deterrent, as a big stick. And I think that the severity or it being so dramatic make people feel uncomfortable. But I think he is trying to make a point, I hope. And that point is that this kind of conduct isn't good for our country and it's divisive. I think we need to have the discussion about immigration. I think both Jeff and I would agree that both parties have been remiss to pass something that reflects the best interests of America in legal immigration. And I can't support illegal immigrants whatsoever because they don't have a obligation to citizenship, to serve. They don't have the opportunities. They are preyed upon. There's every bad thing to it. And we've got to fix the system so that more people can legally immigrate. Illegal immigration isn't the fix, nor is not allowing people to immigrate. But this is a situation.
Before Jeff jumps in, let me ask you, Dave.
Please.
Do you think that the powers that be on both sides want to fix this just more than anything, but they can't figure it out? Or do you think they really don't want to fix it?
I think it's mixed. I think there are racists who have one opinion. I think there is interests that have another opinion and want to block it. So I think you saw labor blocking it because illegal immigration was a problem. I think you saw some interests blocking it because of racism. I think you saw many interests coming together to stop anything from happening. But I think it's like abortion, like we've talked about. 80% of the public probably agrees, but unfortunately the debate is controlled by 10% on either side. And I think immigration, so I think 80% would like to see more people legally immigrate to the country to work and to have an opportunity legally to participate in society.
I agree with almost everything David just said. Yeah, no, I'm going to get some hell for that from some people. But look, here's the deal. This is one of those rare issues where you've had, like, over the last 20, 25 years, cross-cutting cleavages within each party. Yes. So David referenced this. If on the Republican side, you had a pro-business, pro-free trade wing that's always been like, more, 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 more. They want more immigrants than anybody because it lowers labor costs for them, you know, business owners. But then you also had a nativist wing that was like, on the other extreme, shut the borders absolutely, completely right now and deport everybody who's here illegally. That's within the Republican Party for a couple decades. Over the last, you know, decade since Trump, the nativist wing has gained power and the pro kind of business, pro-immigration wing has lost clout. Marco Rubio used to be part of that wing, not anymore. On the Democratic side, David identified the cleavage within the Democratic Party. Unions that have been very skeptical of immigrants because, again, they want higher wages for already unionized people, and the very much kind of like open borders, you know, left wing of the party. So it hasn't been and it hasn't neatly mapped onto our party alignment over the last 20 years. It is more so now than it used to. Republicans have gotten more and more anti-immigrant in the last 4 years in particular. So on the policy, my view is...
Anti-illegal immigration.
Yeah.
But let me say one thing. That I think the problem now, and I'd like your comment on this, and is that the politics now has gotten so extreme that I don't even think we're getting to the policy.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, on the policy, I think you and I agree with 80% of the public, which is basically like close the border, deport anyone who's committed crimes here. And then the people who've been living here for like 10 years and they haven't done anything wrong and they're working or they're in the military, whatever, like find a path to citizenship for them that may take some years, but at least it puts them on that track. That's where kind of like most of America is. So Trump, of course, as you said, Dave Glover, is the master of provocation. Okay, so like he's not just going after the worst of the worst like he likes to say. He specifically, through Stephen Miller, directed ICE agents to go hunt out day laborers outside of Home Depot, right? That's taking it a step further of where I think the median American is.
I will disagree to this. I think he is the reaction or the overreaction. I don't think he is the protagonist here. I don't think he's necessarily initiating these fights. I think he is going all in and over the top on these fights.
What is he overreacting to? I don't disagree with you. I think that's a good way to put it. He is the overreactor in chief. What is he overreacting to?
Well, I think that there were probably lots of different ways to defuse the situation or to address it, but he has chosen, right or wrong, I guess history will say, to say, look, if you're going to do this, we are going to stop it right here, right now. And there is danger to that. Always when you're dealing with administrators, you want them to take that pause. If Kennedy would have taken this reaction in the Cuban Missile Crisis, we would all, you know, not be here today. And there is a time. But I could also argue that, you know, tactically we have failed to figure out how to deal with Antifa and some of these paid protesters. We certainly failed in St. Louis. I mean, I think it was terrible how divisive this community became. And I don't think it was Jeff Smith's fault. Or my fault, or your fault. I think it was people who were paid to come in to take advantage of a terrible situation.
Yeah, so I mean, I agree with you. And the reference to like the Cuban Missile Crisis, you always hope that in situations like this, leaders will take the off ramp and they will always work to defuse rather than escalate. Regrettably, Trump realizes that the issue where he's got the highest approval rating is immigration. The issue where he, you know, that's an issue where half the country is 100% on his side, whereas on the economy or on inflation or on so many other issues, he's about at 40-60.
Don't you all agree, though, that he is the reactionary president and just the reaction to Biden, that the American people said, gosh, we're not feeling good about all these things happening. We're going to elect someone that has clearly said they are absolutely against it, want to go the other way. To me, he's being consistent to what the American people elected, and they elected a reaction to Biden, just as we saw in the 60s after Johnson and Kennedy with Nixon.
Now, they paint it as a Biden thing, though, but nobody's done anything about this for 30 years.
Immigration, you're right.
And nobody will do what will matter, which is come down on industry that employs illegal immigrants. Yeah. If you want it to stop... It is. I mean, I mentioned this earlier. It is federal law that every employer verifies the status of every employee. And there are major industries, farming industries, military contractors who build ships for the Navy, who have illegal immigrants working, and they don't do any of those things. And those, if you want to shut it down, you shut down the jobs. You say these are no longer available to you, so don't come here. They won't go near those people. Nobody, neither party will go near those people.
And to your point, even when we had a president who in 2016 campaigned on building a wall, he didn't build 1/20th of the, you know, of the border wall that he had pledged to do. Right.
And so I think it's a way more of a, these are power plays. These are ways to get people that like me to vote for me, as opposed to actually solving a problem, because this is not the efficient way to solve a problem. This is a very inefficient way to just go pick
it's
people up off the street. And you're not doing it in Texas. You're not doing it in Florida.
Well,
you're doing
to.
It in California, because California is blue and Texas is red and Florida is red. And South Florida is loaded with people who are of Cuban descent who vote for Trump because it's a very conservative populace.
Legally immigrated.
No. But they have a lot of illegal immigrants there. They're not the ones voting, but they're there. And we're not focused on those because it's not a political football like California is. You want to kick California in the teeth. And the pay provocateurs are no different on this, which it's true. But if we want to get to the root of that, they're also those same people are at the root of what happened on January 6th. So we have a lot of people behind the scenes putting money into starting crap whenever there's an opportunity. And we're not doing anything to sort them out, find them out, and figure out how they're funneling the money to those ways. We just leave it alone.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back with more of David Barklage and Jeff Smith. Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Every Tuesday we get together with some of our friends. We do the Think Tank. David Barklage, Jeff Smith are here. You want to keep going on that? You want to do another topic? I'm wide open.
Your call.
What's going on in Missouri?
You got special session. There's probably something we don't disagree on. I'm trying to find something that we can go to blows on, but I you know, Governor Kehoe called in special. A lot of people hadn't had a whole lot of, and Jeff being in the Senate knows better than anybody that there wasn't a lot of hope in this session. There wasn't a lot of hope in special session, but I think Kehoe has shown being an activist governor to get stuff done. I think it turned out very well for St. Louis. And, you know, while Kehoe did what I think is probably the, you know, a bad political situation, I think he did the right thing for the state. You don't want to be the governor that watches major sports teams leave. It wasn't a bailout of billionaires. It you have to invest in Missouri. You have to apply for a tax credit. You have to owe the taxes, which probably comes from the investment that you wouldn't have had to pay taxes on before to even get a tax credit. And it takes the local government. I think the package is good. It shows, you know, St. Louis is going to end up probably being ahead more than anybody on it because the Cardinal Stadium, they've got soccer, they've got the Blues, they've got the Dome, which is $141 million in the hole after St. Louis stole from the state and everybody else those proceeds from the lawsuit after running the Rams off, we're now rewarding them, but you know, it is what it is. We care about St. Louis. It's in the state, even if they don't believe they are.
And Senator Steve Roberts kind of led the St. Louis delegation in negotiating $125 million for tornado relief. A lot of neighborhoods, you know, in the city, yeah, have just sustained so much damage. And Senator Roberts, who just had a really fantastic regular session in addition to the special session, he was the lead Democratic negotiator on the public safety package that Representative Brad Crist carried. The marquee aspect of that was the takeover of the local police back to state control. But there were a lot of little things in there that he was able to negotiate, because if you're a senator, you can use your kind of leverage, which is the power of the filibuster, to threaten to grind things to a halt if you don't get some other things in a negotiation. And he's just developed turned that into a real art form.
Don't you think he could be a future prosecuting attorney or future mayor in St. Louis?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's so young. He's only like 36 or something. He's got a ton of potential. We have a great prosecutor right now. You know, thankfully, Gabe Gore, I think, has earned bipartisan acclaim for stabilizing that office in the wake of Kim Gardner. So, but yeah, I think the sky's the limit for Steve Roberts.
Excellent. Thank you, boys.
Yep.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.